Welcome to the second hour of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ. I'm Keith Parent. Well, it's very nice to have you with us for the second hour of Jazz for the Asking. During this special show, our guest is Canadian but U.S.-born jazz vocalist George Evans. We're going to play a standard right now before we continue our conversation with George. This was requested not too long ago. It's Johnny Mathis and Ring That Bell featuring the Nelson Riddle Orchestra.
Ring the bell. It's a glorious sound. People gather round and start to cheer, and the cheers start to swell. If you like taking a bow, then you've got to know how to ring the bell. Dreams that dwell in the back of your eyes, they'll materialize if you get up and get out of your shell. You can't depend upon fate for your height or your weight to ring the bell. There's a grindstone for your nose. There's a treetop for your toes. Don't stay home and decompose. Just get out and get going. Where a go-getter goes, who can tell? If you've missed a few meals, if you're down at the heels, put on a well-to-do smile and you'll do well. Don't hide your head in a trough. Just look up, haul off, and ring the bell. And it's like I always say, don't do anything halfway. There's a time for work and play. Don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. Ring the bell, be the earliest bird. Why, it's simply absurd how much a wide awake look can compel. When it's a crime to get up, that's the time to get up. When it's a crime to get up, that's the time to get up. And ring and ring and ring the bell.
Johnny Mathis, Ring the Bell, featuring the Nelson Riddle Orchestra. And that was a request sent to us a couple of weeks ago. We will give out the email address later on in the show, so you can contact us. Before we continue with our conversation with George Evans, a listener of ours by the name of, let me get it, here we go, Iva Hedelston, who lives in Sweden, suggested to us that we play some more of the popular standards music on the program. Yes, Iva, you're correct. We don't play much of it, but we will rectify that problem this year. We now continue with our conversation with jazz vocalist George Evans. Let me mention some singers, some composers, and I want to get your initial reaction. I'll begin with, let's say, the two obvious ones. George Gershwin, Cole Porter.
Brilliance personified, and two completely different individuals who both pretty much carry the core of the Great American Songbook.
Now, what about arrangers and conductors of this music who made it popular? Somebody like, let's say, Nelson Riddle or Billy May or Cy Oliver?
Well, when we're talking about arrangers, we're talking about the records. And when you mention the arrangers of that day, I think of those people as the men and women who established the legacy of the American popular song. Those songs were being revived and recorded for posterity at that point. When I think of arrangers, we're also talking about mostly popular music, the popular recordings, as opposed to jazz explorations and deconstructions and spontaneous interpretations of those songs by instrumentalists, or live club dates or small group recordings by singers where there's not an arranger. So when you talk about an arranger, we're talking about one person's vision of a song. Nelson Riddle was brilliant because what he did was very transparent. There's his sound, and his sound can support nearly anything from the American Popular Songbook, and it will have the Nelson Riddle sound that supports but doesn't impose anything. It's always supportive, never obtrusive. Billy May would support, but you know you're listening to Billy May, and his sense of humor overrides a lot of the original intent of the songwriter. When you listen to Richard Rodgers arranged by Billy May, you're not hearing what Richard Rodgers had in mind. You're hearing a very humorous take. There's always humor in a Billy May arrangement. You mentioned Cy Oliver, not an arranger who's ever really spoken to me, so I don't have a lot to say on the subject of Cy Oliver. It's very square. He's got a certain sound, but it's never been a style that has motivated me to want to get into those recordings or arrangements, and I haven't particularly wanted to sing Yes Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many fine arrangers who could do somewhere in between, supporting the original intent of a number or going in the direction of putting their stamp on it. The reason that Nelson Riddle is the benchmark is that his personal style is so transparent that you could listen to anything he's arranged, know Nelson Riddle arranged it, but also totally hear what the composer had in mind.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. I've got you so deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I've said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well? I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, you ain't ever gonna win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin, 'cause I've got you under my skin. sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, you ain't ever gonna win. Use your mentality, wake up, step up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin, and I love you under my skin.
Steve Lawrence with Cole Porter's I've Got You Under My Skin, directed by his son David Lawrence, but working with an arrangement by Nelson Riddle. This is from a CD from 2003 called Steve Lawrence Sings Sinatra. Let's move to someone who is... He was an actor, he was a singer, he was a composer, and also entertainer. You might giggle when I mention his name, but that would be, let's say, Anthony Newley.
The giggling is only because of Anthony Newley's singing technique, which doesn't involve taking his regional accent away at all, and his vowels make me smile. But that aside, he wrote some wonderful music, and he performed it himself very, very well. And not everyone is able to sing an Anthony Newley song and do it justice, because he wrote them for himself. And he's a very particular personality. There's a particular slant on how to tell a story. You might say he's self-indulgent to sing one of those personal Anthony Newley numbers and have them work would be about having the personality to stand up to the lyric and not get sucked into the potential self-indulgence in the story.
What about female vocalists like Billie Holiday, Nina Simone?
Why those two in particular?
Well, those two, a lot of people would say, especially with Billie Holiday, in particular later recordings that she made, because of the turbulent life that she led, she was really, in many ways, some people would say, singing the song, but really talking about her own experience.
I think there was sort of a fascination with Billie Holiday in those last 10 years. The fascination was kind of that of people driving by a roadside accident, where you know something horrible is going on, you can only catch a glimpse of it, you want to look, but you want to look away. That's part of it. But as an interpretive vocalist, Billie Holiday was unable to keep her personal pain out of her singing. She didn't have any choice. She kept singing through horrible things, and it was therapeutic, and it was what she presumably was living for. And when you hear those later recordings at Billie Holiday, people actually knew what she was going through, and people actually knew and suspected that the pain they were hearing was real. And I don't think that the broad American public as a whole had a sense of how much that added to a performance until they had the kinds of experiences of listening to a Billie Holiday sing at the peak of her adult pain.
Thank you. a fool to want you. To want a love that can't be true. A love that's there for others too. I'm a fool to hold you. Such a fool to hold you. To seek a kiss, not mine alone. To share a kiss the devil has known. Time again, I said I'd leave you. Time and time again, I went away. But then the time when I would need you. And once again these words I'll have to say. I'm a fool to want you. Pity me, I need you. I know it's wrong, it must be wrong, but right or wrong, I can't get along without you. Can't get along without you.
The incredible Billie Holiday from the Columbia release, Lady in Satin, with I'm a Fool to Want You. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking. Our special guest on this edition is jazz vocalist George Evans. Let's now take a listen to George from his 2002 release, Eyes for You, with the very thought of you.
I don't need your photograph to keep by my bed. Your picture is always in my head. I don't need your portrait, dear, to call you to mind. For sleeping or waking, dear, I find the very thought of you. And I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king and foolish, though it may seem to me that's everything. The mere idea of you, the longing here for you, you'll never know how slow the moments go till I am near to you.
My love.
very thought of you, George Evans. George, before we end off with you on the show, if you could choose one song that would, to say, describe you, what would that be?
To answer your question, there's a song that closes out the Bewitched album. So the last studio recorded song on my last studio album. It's a little known number, one of many, many little known numbers that Johnny Mercer wrote. It was recorded only once before by Nancy Wilson on one of her many, many albums for Capitol in the 60s. And I closed out the album with it because it felt very much at the time like it might be my last chance to say something. And still, as the end of that album, it is the last word on that project. So as a performer and as a person living in the moment, each time I get on stage, it feels like, and it should feel like, it could be the last. And so every minute on that stage, I enjoy every bit of that energy, and I treat it as though that is the last time I will ever sing. And the name of the song is Tonight May Have to Last Me All My Life.
George Evans, thank you very much for joining us on Jazz for the Asking this week.
Thanks so much for having me. It's been a treat.
Hold me close to you and say you love me too. Tonight may have to last me all my life. Leave a memory to keep me company. May have to last me all my life. And when I'm alone without you, to dream about you. Every hour you stay will make that I'll see going past me all my life. So have no regrets. Darling, don't forget tonight may have to last me all my life. Thank you.
every hour that you stay. We'll make a dream bouquet that I'll see going past me all my life. So have no regrets, and my darling, darling, don't forget tonight may have to last me all my.
Tonight may have to last me all my life. From George Evans's 2006 release, Bewitched. If you would like more information about George Evans, you can check out his website at www.georgeevans.ca. That's George Evans, all one word, .ca. You will also find a link to George's website on our own website, www.pcjmedia.com. We're now going to go to an artist who I only came across a few months ago. She is from Denmark. Her name is Lisa Leidenfogd. This is from her CD, Ein Aften, which is a collection of traditional Danish songs, or songs that have become traditional songs in the country. There's a mixture of music on this CD: folk, Danish country, and jazz. The one we will listen to now is called Sigdead Ord. Now, that title will mean nothing to many of you. But originally, the song was a French song composed by Jean Lenoir and was recorded by the first lady of French chanson, Edith Piaf. The original French version is called Parlez-moi d'amour, or Speak to Me of Love. Here's Lisa Leidenfogd with Sig de Ord.
Jeg kan, men du mand folk og brutal. Vi morer dig, at jeg skinsyg. Din plan vel at gøre mig sindssyg. Du ler, du har det bare ret. Du glemmer helt, hvor jeg sat. Min ven, hvorfor lader du mig lide? Tag alting i dig, gør mig blid. Sig de ord, du vil, som hver gang ny, og som tager mig. Tal om kærlighed, jeg elsker at tro, at jeg har dig. Glem, at jeg var bryd. Sig at det kun er os to. Lad mig tro dig. Nej, gå din vej, for jeg kan aldrig tilgive dig. Jo, jeg vil tilgive dig alligevel. Lad vores ny forsoning blive så sød og god som første gang, da vi to skændtes natten lang. Hvorfor kan elskov ikke og stige fra dag til dag ustandselig?
From Denmark, Lisa Leidenfogd with Sig de Ord, otherwise known as Parlez-moi d'amour, from a CD she released a few years ago called Ein Aften. When I was shopping around for some interesting recordings for the show, I came across one that I have not seen in a very long time. The only version of this album that I have is a mono release from many years ago. The stereo version has been remastered and includes a couple of extra tracks that are not on the original album. Released in 1963 on RCA Victor, Paul Desmond and Gary Mulligan released Two of a Mind, which features classics like Stardust, The Way You Look Tonight, Out of Nowhere. The new CD reissue includes two tracks that never made it onto the original album. We're going to take a listen to one of them right now. It's called Untitled Blues Waltz. Thank you. Paul Desmond and Gary Mulligan from the album Two of a Mind. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Jazz for the Asking. Once again, if you wish to get in touch with us, our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. You can also contact us via our website at www.pcjmedia.com. We're going to close with Sarah Vaughan and Nice Work If You Can Get It.
Holding hands at midnight, 'neath a starry sky. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it. Won't you tell me how? Sky. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Ooh, nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it. Won't you tell me how?